Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just whatever, however it is you're conversing with us, it's cool. I love it. I think it's great. So I do appreciate your time. Pelosi, I might call you. You know what? Head up to the website, thereelside.com. You can watch live and listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. There's a lot going on. And, you know, but send me your email, or give me your email address. You can plug it in right there on the main website. I send out one email a week. I let you know the shows that are going to be on. I let you know that, you know, topics are going to be discussing, people, and that kind of thing. And you can decide when you want to listen, if you want to listen. I prefer you do, but heck, I don't want to get crazy either. If you prefer text alerts, then that's simple too. TRS, simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And again, get informed. It's all about being informed. You know, some of the information that you're getting, the alarmist information, remember, a lot of this stuff is coming from Trump haters on the virus. So you really need to think about this. You really need to think about what it is and why it is they have to make this so nasty. Right? Sit back and think about the realities, what the numbers really are. Now, as the coronavirus continues to spread across the country, well, across the globe, really, here's some of the things you need to know. What is the coronavirus? I mean, does anybody really know what it is? It's not from drinking too much beer, when we get that out of the way, right? It's a family of viruses, and it's named after their appearance, a crown, said Dr. Mark Roop. He's at the Infectious Disease Center. He's an infectious disease expert at the University of Nebraska. That's where Carl Goldman was, the fellow we just spoke with. How dangerous is it? Well, most coronaviruses cause mild symptoms that patients can easily, you hear that, easily recover from. So, again, when you panic, it doesn't help you. So what is COVID-19 and how is it different from the other? Because I'm getting emails from you like I'm a genius here, right? You can look this stuff up yourself, too. COVID-19 is not the same as the other coronaviruses, known as multiple viruses, that commonly circulate among humans and cause mild illnesses. Now, remember, if you people are saying this, and some people say, well, it doesn't mean anything, but it does. Because if you have an old Clorox bleach bottle on your shelf, and you've had it for a year or so, or two or three, you're going to see that it helps with what? It helps with MERS, it helps with SARS, and it helps with the coronaviruses. So it's been around for a long time. Why is it all of a sudden, like, massively scaring everybody to death? So the viruses commonly circulate among humans. They cause mild illnesses, like the cold. Some cause illnesses in people. Others, such as the canine and feline coronaviruses, who knew? They only affect animals. And rarely do animal viruses infect humans. So MERS and SARS are two other examples of coronaviruses. Usually the symptoms when you have this, it's like most of the flu symptoms, right? Let's not go through it, but you know, it's just running, aches and pains the whole nine yards. Now, technically, when did this outbreak start? Well, the World Health Organization in China says that the fish started in China. And it began receiving information in late December of this mysterious virus. But that's not true. We heard about it over a year ago. I mean, on the show, you heard about it. You can go back and get some of those shows. And it wasn't to beef it up, pop it up, and say, oh, my God, look at what's happening. That wasn't it at all. It was one of those viruses that was running loose in China. And we were trying to figure out whether it was going to hit us or not. At the time, it didn't look like it. It didn't look like it was that big. Now, according to Centers for, how is this stuff transmitted? Well, according to the CDC, coronaviruses are common in camels, cattle, cats, and bats. Now, unless any of you are, I'll keep it clean, unless any of you are married to one of these, I don't know how you transmit it. Person-to-person transmissions are thought to occur when an infected person coughs or sneezes, just like the regular flu or other respiratory diseases. How often are people hospitalized for? Well, the risk of contracting coronavirus remains low. Most Americans, says the U.S. Surgeon General, will not get this. Most will not get it. Now, again, I'm not saying all this stuff. All right, hey, just blow it off and forget about it. No, of course not. You see somebody sneezing in their hand and grab a doorknob, don't grab the doorknob. Let's not be ignorant here, okay? And if you go to the CDC and you look at what it says on how to protect yourself, it doesn't talk about wearing hazmat suits and masks and dipping yourself in Lysol every day. It says to follow basic wellness practices. Now, don't you think if this thing was so bad, so terrible, so nasty, it would be a little different? They'd have a whole list of things to stay away from it, to stay clean? You can keep your home and surfaces clean using disinfectants. So if you think somebody around the house has it, you got a little Petri dish just running around, they've been to school and back, just wipe down the surfaces, wipe down their stuff. Now, they say that the virus can last up to 9 days on hard surfaces. I don't know how true or not true that is. Make sure you wash your hands. You know, normally some of us don't wash our hands as much as we probably should. I grew up as a kid in Boston. One of my favorite sayings of some of my friends is, it's a dirty world. We put all kinds of stuff in our mouth, believe me. And we made it. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to the Rail Side of GCN Live. We're going to see a congressional candidate for Congressional District 25 in California. Mike Garcia is going to join me. And we're going to talk about what was Pelosi looking for? What could be done? What could have been done to make this less of an epidemic? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. You know, you've heard, you know, we're talking. I just want to stop talking about this, but you can't, because every time I turn around, it's flashing on my screen. It's coming across my smartphone. Somebody is talking about this, and it just makes me nuts, because seriously, folks, yeah, it's bad. Yes, it's traveling quickly, but if you do a little history, you do a little homework, you really would understand that this does not have the mortality rate that the other flus have had. And I just read you that report from the CDC of them, the organization we all look to for help, saying, you know, back off, relax, you do these things and you'll be fine. You should be just fine. It's a bad flu. And I know that sounds like I'm oversimplifying, but it's but I'm not. It's a bad solution. The thing that I hate the most, you guys know this drives me crazy, Congress has forgotten how to do a clean bill. And what I mean by that, I went all the way back to Sandy Hook, where they were putting money in that thing for bridges in another state. And they love to take these crises and squeeze them for everything they can. And Pelosi tried to do that today. She tried to do three or four things in that bill that had absolutely nothing to do. They wanted to stop the president from having the ability to protect the American citizens by taking away his power to suspend entry into the country from other countries. I'm sorry. Where is it coming from? Because it didn't come from Texas. Although they think they're a country. Maybe that was a bad example. I don't know. But anyway, let me bring him on with me. I enjoy this guy. I've got to know him over this last year and spent a little time with him. Candidate for the 25th Congressional District in California, Mike Garcia, joins me. And, Mike, thanks for being with me.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me. Hey, I missed the Top Gun music. Where happened to the Top Gun music?
On the way out, we get that one, okay? They let me know you're out of here kind of thing. Hey, listen, I got to tell you something. When we talk about this stuff, I want to make sure people understand we're not trying to take away from him. Some people have lost loved ones over this. I get it, and I'm sorry to hear that, and that's terrible. But again, this is being boiled up. It's being made out to be the worst thing since the bubonic plague, and it's not, is it?
Well, I don't think it is. I think there is a little bit of fear here and some panicking going on. I think, like you said, the CDC is trying to get the facts out, and on our website, Elect Mike Garcia, we actually have a good outline of what's going on, how is it transmitted, where are the infections, and it's facts and data, and will hopefully help people understand and put things in perspective. But the flip side of this, though, is one way to look at it is, obviously I was a fighter pilot in a previous life, right? So we had a thing called a vulnerability window, and it was really any time during a mission or flight where you were exposed to a threat, and the whole goal was to minimize that vulnerability window. And I think what the administration is doing here is frankly being aggressive and trying to effectively minimize the vulnerability window that we as a nation are exposed to this virus. And yes, it's a flu, and yes, maybe it may not be as bad as previous flus in the past, but any measure we can take to mitigate it and shorten that window and hopefully save lives is good. I mean, swine flu killed about 12,000 people, right, in the U.S. Mm-hmm. back in 2010. And that, in some regards, we could have mitigated that and been a little more aggressive in containing it. So there's a happy balance there. We're probably not going to prevent, all lives or all deaths here, but we need to do what we can. And it is a shame to see Congress, especially Pelosi in this case, not putting aside the party politics and coming up with a clean bill so we can actually get help. Locally, Carl Goldman still in quarantine. I think day 37 now.
He was just actually was on the show in the last hour. Had him on for the last segment. Oh, yeah. You know what? And I was feeling bad for him until I found out he got those Omaha steaks. Right? Did you hear about that? They sent them to him because he said the only thing he missed was a steak. And they said, I'm supposed to feel bad for you now? Seriously?
Yeah. Well, now, as long as he doesn't cop the whole mad cow disease next and come up with that, that's all right. But we got to get him home, hopefully get him clear and get him home here. And obviously having Princess Cruz is being headquarters here in Santa Clarita, it's going to have an impact on their business. So, Congress needs to be looking at ways to help businesses stay whole, get through this storm, help companies batten down the hatches, and hopefully, we can get back to normal here. The encouraging thing, and I think this is what Americans need to remember, is that the fundamentals of the economy are still solid. The supply and demand curves and the overall health of the economy is still very favorable, and we'll get through this. And like I said, we just need to hopefully minimize this vulnerability window and get back to normal. But it could be a little while still.
Well, that was a point somebody made last night, in all reality, is thank God that the economy is doing so well. Thank God the economy was so strong, because otherwise it wouldn't be able to take this hit. And the hit isn't simply because of the coronavirus. It's everybody panicking for all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not like it'll never come back. It's not like it's going to take decades to come back. You saw what happened during 9/11. We've seen what happened over the years when we've had hits like this. I don't know how you can expect anything else. But was there anything in the president's speech last night? And I'm going to ask you the opposite, because most people would say, because you are a conservative, didn't you just love his speech? Is there anything in his speech last night that you went, ugh, I wish he wouldn't have said that, or I wish he would have gone further with that?
Well, there was a few moments. I think overall it was solid, but I do think that there were some details that were left out frankly could have helped clarify things and put a little more confidence into the moves. In the end, he did come back and clarify, and the administration did clarify some of the details behind it. But I think he's coming from the right place. I think he's doing the right things, and the devil's in the details, and sometimes that's difficult to communicate real time when we're reacting to something that is evolving quickly. So.
Yeah, but I love, you're having to give speeches, and you know what it's like, and I've been on a school board for quite a few years. I've had to say a few things and thought about it afterwards, slap myself in the head and go, that didn't come out right. But because you know where your heart's at, but you're under pressure of having to get it out there really quick in front of all these people. You know, when he said he was suspending all U.S. travel to and from Europe, people were up in arms, and he said, oh, my God, what about American citizens that are caught there? And I'm thinking to myself,
right.
Am I just too far right to think that anybody, and I would have said the same thing with Obama, I believe, where if they were American citizens, I'm sure some accommodations would have been made to check them, make sure they were clean, and be able to get them home. I don't think he ever meant just to can them all like they're trying to say. Do you?
Yeah, no, I don't think that's what was meant at all. I think I think maybe it was a little too rushed, and frankly, the folks putting the plan together maybe needed to bake it a little bit before they went on TV, but I think they had it. They had it there in the plan, and obviously trade will continue, and that's key. And
all right,
we'll get home.
We're going to a commercial. Unless you've got to go do something, I want to hold you over for a few minutes. You mind?
Yeah, not at all.
All right, Joe Messina, host, listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
You know, it's a world problem, and you do need separation in some cases. You have some areas that are very heavily infected.
President Trump talks about the steps being taken in our country to contain the coronavirus.
And you have some areas that aren't, frankly, but we do need separation for a little period of time in some cases.
As he meets at the White House with the Prime Minister of Ireland ahead of St. Patrick's Day, both leaders wearing green ties.
The president has excluded Ireland from the travel ban. One of the things we have in Ireland is CBP, American Border Security in Ireland. Went through it myself yesterday, and they're asking the right questions, whether people had been to China, things like that. So
the stock market having its worst session since 1987 because of coronavirus concerns. The Dow losing 2,353 points. That's down 10%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
That clip is from a few years ago. And for Nancy Pelosi, that still applies today. There's plenty of fog in the controversy between her ears. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, in light of what's been going on, and again, it's almost like the left. I don't care what it is. If President Trump reached down, grabbed a kid from drowning, they couldn't say anything nice about it. They'd say something like, "Well, if he had approved guardrails up earlier, then that kid would have fell in the water." You know, that's something that they just hate him so much, and you watch how hate has driven these people. It's just amazing to me. But in light of what's been taking place, you know, some of you, unless you've been in a coma, it's an election year. And, you know, I've asked Mike Garcia, who's running for the 25th Congressional District in California, to the seat that was given up, I shouldn't say given up, hastily ran from by Representative Katie Hill, ex-Representative Katie Hill. And so now we have an empty seat. And California is really, really weird in the way it refills those seats. But before we get into that, first, Mike, thanks for running. Thanks for taking the time to run. I mean, people don't realize how much work it is when it comes to running for office. Yeah. I don't care whether it's Congress or dog catcher. It's a lot of work. And I don't think people realize what that is. So, you know, when I tell you about clean bills, somebody sent me this during the break, and I was telling you about the, you know, clean bills, and I'd love it if legislation was just simply taking care of the issue at hand. And somehow, right, Nancy Pelosi put some kind of abortion piece into the bill for this emergency COVID-19 bill. And even Joy Reid, who, you know, she hates Trump, she hates Republicans, she hates conservatives, she's like, really? What does that have to do? What does abortion have to do with COVID-19? Yeah. But this isn't a single case. This happens all the time. Now, when you get elected, would you push to stop this kind of garbage?
Yeah, I absolutely. I mean, I got a feeling that's just the tip of the iceberg there. There's probably a whole lot more that we don't even see as things are going through. So it's shameful. You know, she's been doing this way too long. She knows every trick in the book, and she has no accountability or really any shame when it comes to doing these things, obviously. So, So I think hopefully cooler, calmer heads will prevail, and Americans who are wanting to do the right thing for the country will ultimately get a bill out here to help us through this one.
Tonight she had agreed, I quickly agreed, which is suspicious to begin with. She had quickly agreed to dump that and a few other things. There were three or four things that Republicans went, I'm not signing that unless you pull these out. Now, you know, what was it, $8 billion, $8.1 billion? The Dems have never seen the ceiling that they didn't like when it comes to tax money. And apparently she wanted $1 billion of that carved out for abortion money, for lower socioeconomic areas. So you have to sit there and go, my God, no wonder we're distrusting. No wonder I don't trust these people when they say, all we want to do is help. I go, oh, yeah, well, let me see the fine line of what you want to do to help. All right, anyway, back to in California, when somebody vacates their seat at a federal level, the governor has to call a special election. This year it happened to be right in line with the other elections. So you had to run like four, you're going to have to run like four times in one year. The first election was the, we have a guerrilla primary, so it was the primary and the special election, and the one that got the most amount of votes. The two top vote getters move on to the next one. And it's terrible here in California because it could be, and in many cases it is, it's two Democrats. And now you're moving into the runoff because no one person got 50 plus one. How does that work?
Yeah, so we effectively, you're correct. I've been running for almost a year now. It was initially heads up against Katie Hill and then three or four other Republicans. And when she resigned, most of those opponents dropped out. And we did go into the special election on Super Tuesday along with the regular primary. So all said and done now, I've had, I think we were doing the math the other day, I've had 17 opponents, and we're down to just one opponent here with the Democrat, Christy Smith. But because of the fact that there were so many people in the race, both on both sides of the aisle, frankly, there were six Dems and six Republicans, I think, in at least the special election, it did dilute the vote on both sides, and getting 50% was mathematically impossible. So Smith and I are now the two moving on to the special election runoff on May 12th. And, we were encouraged by a few metrics, but the biggest metric besides being in the top two was the fact that when you add up all the Republican votes, we had about a 4 or 5 point advantage over the Democrats when you add up all the Democrat candidates.
And the Dems don't come out for special elections as much as the Republicans do. But I don't want you to blow over something really fast here. Let's come back a minute to Smith. What some people don't know is I personally have a problem with some of the education bills she put forward recently. But one of the biggies was she is responsible for AB 5. And AB 5 is the bill to put almost a million people out of work here in California. And now she's got Pelosi looking at that and actually thinking about doing that at the federal level. And the thing I love about this is that you took almost a million jobs away from single moms, guys that were trying to pick up a few extra bucks to feed their kids and or buy Christmas gifts or what have you. And they have no justification for it. It was a totally, in my humble opinion, it was totally 100% a move to appease the unions. And at a government level, at a federal level, I would hope that you would pound that thing into the sand.
She owns it. She's taken responsibility for it. The results are exactly what you described. And, the sad part is that most of the folks working as employees weren't asking for this, right? So the younger generations who were part of the gig economy, they enjoy that flexibility. They like making their own hours. They like being responsible for their own welfare and working on their own. And this effectively took that liberty away from them. So it's not like there was a class of people working in this environment that were asking for the protections of full-time employment instead of contractor. And they levied it on there. It was a union. It was basically a nod to the unions and effectively a tax grab among several others in California.
Yep.
Christy Smith owns it. When it was brought up to revoke it, there was a vote just recently to repeal it and take it back, and she struck that down. So she wants it to continue to go, and this is the message. And people like Christy Smith don't change their habit patterns. They don't change their loyalties or their allegiances. She's supporting a bill that effectively gives $98 million in free health care to illegal immigrants age 19 to 25. Mm-hmm. She's supported every tax bill that's gone through the California legislation. And that's a That's in her DNA. So if we upload her to the federal level, that's what's going to happen. We're going to continue to see that type of behavior. She'll be an enabler for Nancy Pelosi. And frankly, she's cut from the same cloth as Katie Hill when it comes to policy, whether it's economic or social policy. So,
well, she even says, look at Katie Hill, I've got something personally going on there, and I don't really care to talk. I mean, I'm going to talk about it. But you know, here you have somebody who's her best friend's husband, who worked on the campaign, was arrested by the FBI and because he hacked the sites of a couple of her competitors, a couple of her challengers, and not just to do a denial of services, but to grab information off it. This comes from somebody who wants you to believe that she's, you know, she's just a height of a person of integrity. And then on top of that, the reporter who tried to nail me for putting out naked pictures of her that I didn't do, he was sleeping with her at the time. And you don't have to say anything, but I've always said, look, instead of sleeping with the four people she was sleeping to, if she'd put some legislation forward, think of what she could have accomplished instead.
Correct. Yeah, and, you know, she and, had but a Kate, lot of unforced errors.
And Christie still holds her in high esteem. I don't understand it.
Well, she announced on her launch day for her campaign as a member of Congress, right, she announced and, said, hey, this is for Katie. Katie's a patriot. And she does hold her in high regard, and, you know, it's unfortunate, and I think she's being tone deaf to what the district saw and believes, and it's a shame on her, and frankly, it's an embarrassment to the district that we had to go through that whole thing. It's we got to hold people accountable. I think people are eyes wide open now that you do need to vet the candidates. The strategy that, you know, they're doing the same strategy where they're trying to paint Christy Smith as a moderate, as a centrist. She's flat out saying that her votes are obviously not that in any way. So that's the challenge. We've got to make sure people are aware. We've got to educate folks and make sure they're voting for the right people on or the right person in this case on May 12th.
And if Christy trolls are listening, you know what? I put the request out, asked her to come on the show. I've heard nothing from her people. Even at one point, we got a flat out no. So bottom line with it, Christy, you know my number. We've worked together before in education, so you know how to get a hold of me. More than happy to have you on the show to answer some of these questions. But and frankly, right now we're not even asking questions. It's more, what you're up against, what you're going to be doing, and so the runoff for you is first week, second week of May.
Yeah, so it's May 12th. There's likely going to be another 11-day voting window in LA County. And, see me will be on May 12th, just like on March 3rd, but single day only. But, mail-in ballots will go out April 15th. We're going to start paying attention. And, 15th. Like you say, you've got to keep working.
All right, people. Mike, we're rooting for you, and we'll have you on before that date again. Joe, senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. Joe with Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, can't fix anything without knowledge, right? Would you at least agree with that? I mean, you can't fix anything without knowledge, and I'm amazed at how many stupid people are running around telling us how to fix stuff. How we're going to fix the planet. How we're going to save the planet. I know the old joke, right? As they run around in their jets, they're going to tell us how to fix the planet. I've always found that kind of funny. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's up to the website. You know the drill. TheRealSide.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Sign up for the newsletter. That would be cool. Don't you think? That would be nice. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us, the time that you spend being involved and being engaged. Okay. Let's get into some of the crazy stories out there. Let's get away from the virus for a while, okay? What do you think? The student group at the University of Maryland said that the conservative commentator, Matt Walsh, was not welcome on campus because he's transphobic. Which, again, something we've got to talk about, that phobic word. Right? And they say it's mostly because they feel like he gets them killed. How does he get them killed? How does he figure that? Or how do they, I should say he, how do they figure that? They've gotten to the point on the left where if they're uncomfortable with something, it's bad, it's nasty. I'm uncomfortable every time I go to the dentist and he puts all those needles in my mouth. I mean, seriously. As a conservative commentator, Matt Walsh was about to address a student audience at the University of Maryland recently. One leftist student group made it clear he was not welcome on campus. The Prison Resistance Project, whose stated mission is to foster, strengthen, unite, and sustain intense resistance to the criminal punishment system. Yeah, we did a story about these guys a while back. Their attitude was there should be no jails, which I thought was great. I agree. There should be no jails. You guys need to buy two-bedroom apartments, two-bedroom homes, and what we'll do is every one of those criminals will chain to you, and you can make sure they stay clean from that point on. They really never think the stuff through, all the way through, ever. So, they said that we are the first and foremost a prison abolition group, which means that we educate and agitate for the politics and goals of this movement, and we apply its principles to all of our work. Now, they tweeted out on Monday that they noted that bigot Matt Walsh of the Daily Wire will speak at an event tonight. The ideology he espouses is a danger to our trans and non-binary siblings. Fascists are not entitled to platforms. So now listen. God bless. I don't even have a college degree. But listen to this. Fascists are not entitled to a platform. Do they understand that simply making that comment, take the word fascist out, and they would say something like, we believe, I wish I had an echo thingy, we believe that Matt Walsh is not entitled to a platform. Do they understand that that's a fascist statement? They didn't have to put the word up front. And it's what we've been saying forever on the show. These fascists, the two fascistas, what they used to say, you know, my family's from Italy. They knew what fascism was. Right? And they don't even know what it is. They don't know what racism means. So they go on to say, so let's make it clear tonight that the reactionaries like Walsh are not welcome at UMD. And the funny thing about that, even more so, is does anybody know what the brown shirts did in Germany? What their sole goal was? Yeah, their goal was to get in the way of these speeches, get in the way of these things that were happening around Germany that would put the wrong ideas in the young people's heads. And the wrong ideas for Hitler was, you know, freedom, liberty, that kind of stuff. They go on to say the ideology that he espouses is danger to our trans and non-binary siblings. Fascists is not entitled to platforms, so let's make it clear. Right? And they sent out two tweets. The second tweet said, this, yeah, I'll have to clean this up. This transphobic crap bag uses the kind of rhetoric that gets us all killed. Right? Because we know that plenty of people listened to Matt Walsh and immediately gone out and beat up on trans people. We know that's true. What we really know is true, that the people on the left, when they gin up the rhetoric against MAGA hat-wearing people, they're the ones that get beat up. They're the ones that are bloody. They're the ones that have their heads smashed against the ground. See, if they were honest, and if you were honest, some of you trolls are listening, if you were honest, go look at the numbers. Who does the most damage and where is it done? Who's got the most violent rallies and who gets hurt in the end? I mean, it's a constant thing that they refuse to admit to. Well, I wouldn't either if I was them, I guess. There's a threat by Matt Walsh is a threat to all LGBT plus people. Matt is a raging transphobe, homophobe, racist, fascist, blah, 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 blah. He's not arguing good faith, advocates for criminalization and institutionalization of the LGBTQ plus people. He said, we will not entertain debate about whether everyone deserves rights and basic human dignity. Think about what they're saying. Is Matt not an everyone? Does he not deserve the rights? See, you have the right not to go. And those people that are going that you say are easily swayed, well, maybe they're not too swift to begin with. And if they're that easily swayed, how do we know you're not swaying them in the wrong direction? Walsh tweeted after the event that the protesters stayed outside, refused to come in and engage. I was hoping today would be the day that the leftist finally defines the word woman for me, but apparently not. You know, and again, true. It is so true. Think about how confusing it is to have them screaming about gender neutrality. There is no male and female. But yet, women should be believed. Well, if there's no gender, what's a woman? And why should I believe them? There's no gender, but we should vote for a woman. Well, but if there's no gender, how do I know who to vote for? Do they see how asinine the comments that they're making are? Probably not, but I mean, you see what I'm saying? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I started it, but I didn't finish it. The Joy Reid. Now, I don't agree with anything she says. I mean, I don't agree with the way she says this. But the mere fact that she was willing to speak up about it speaks volumes for her, or to her point. Now, she appeared bewildered over reports that the proposed emergency spending bill from the House Democrats to combat coronavirus was halted over a dispute involving abortion. Now, according to White House officials, the administration had not supported the House bill as it was drafted. Secretary Mnuchin continued with the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California and got with her to change some of the language. Now, if she was willing to change the language, then she wasn't sold on it, was she? I'm not saying she would have done it, but she wasn't sold on it. One senior administrative official described it as a serious concern. It's true. Among the issues cited were Medicaid increases with no structural reform, no Hyde protections. I mean, again, they don't want the laws. They don't want the rules. They just want your money. Reid took to Twitter and reacted to one of the colleagues reporting on the dust-up between Democrats and Republicans. Wow, she said. Just reported that Republicans' objections to the House Democrats' emergency coronavirus bill includes issues related to abortion. What does that have to do with the virus? I'm just saying, you got to give her credit for doing it, right? Now, remember that Pelosi saw funding as what was described as a loophole around the Hyde Amendment, which outlaws taxpayer-funded abortions. This would have put the money in the system for them to be able to use for an abortion without breaking the Hyde Amendment. They're not letting it go easy. One was a mandate for up to $1 billion to reimburse laboratory claims, which White House officials say would set a precedent of health spending without protections. Others joined Reid in expressing confusion and outrage over the alleged funding. Good. That means that there's Democrats out there who've engaged their brain trying to figure out what this was all about. But it'll never stop. They've been doing it for decades. Both sides do it to a degree, except Republicans have some really stiff processes in place not to let it run rampant inside the caucus. But again, when you think about it, when you think about what the Dems have been doing for decades, this is, you know, they used to call it pork barrel spending when you do it a big stimulus bill. Right? Or the budget. But they've gone, again, the first time I started paying attention, when you talk about Sandy Hook, for instance, I saw what was in those bills and the money that was being spent, frivolously spent, crazily spent, across the country that had nothing to do with school shootings or had to do with hurricanes or anything along those lines. I'm Joe Mancini, host of The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Smorgasbord Hour. We got a lot to talk about. We'll be back in a few.